Hallelujah. That is Israel. And they're found in some of the coldest places. And some where the skin is blacker than black. You understand? Hallelujah. It's amazing that all that were captured, they say, from the coast of Ghana and Africa and the diasporas, they came here. That all Yehuda came here. And all the Benjamites went here in the Caribbean. And all the Gadites went there. Lies from hell. How do they even know what tribe they came from? Israel has always been a confused, ignorant people. They didn't even know they had come from Yah. So how are you going to know what tribe you come from? Come on here, somebody. You don't even know where you come from. You don't even know who you came out of. You go tell me what tribe you came out of. You don't even know who you come out of. Because if you know who you came out of, you would obey him. Hallelujah. You would obey him. That child came out of him. Even Lars knows his master's crib. Israel no Nadia. A jackass will know the crib. I'm a farmer now. We've had all kinds of horses and we have all kinds of farm animals. I'm telling you. I know. You understand. I don't care how wild the sheep or the goats are. When you come out there, yep! They hear that call and they all come running. They even know. When Yah feeds us, David said, feed me, Yah. Until I won't know more. We don't even know when we're being fed. Jackass understands his master where the corn is. And we don't even know where the bread of life is. So tell me how you know your tribe. He's scattered. There were only two trials. Tribes that came out of the diaspora of Mizraim. And that Yahushua gave them their inheritance. Two and a half. Hallelujah. They went to their homes. And he warned them what they must do. I'll read that. All right. Hallelujah. He said, you're full of all uncleanliness. He says, you're so profane. You're so total lessness. You're so filthy. You're so wicked. You're so self-righteous. And the next verse he says in verse 28. He says, even so, you also outwardly, you appear to be a Siddiq man. But within you are full of hypocrisy and avon. You're full of hanif and you're full of avon. You're full of total lessness. When something is full, can you get anything in there? Go home and fill up a glass of water and see how much more water you can get in there. It begins to run over, right? And so the iniquitous ways have entered into the nostrils of Almighty Yah, the Abba Asabeah, the one of great might, military might and power. He says, you're full. Not that you are third, you're full. You are full of hypocrisy and iniquity. And that is the generation of those that call themselves the seed of Israel. They're full of hypocrisy. Well, a hypocrite, because his mindset is not based in the concept of the Torah of Yah, to meet the goal of Yah, then he can see this one of his own nationality. That's something he said, well, he's the Israelite. Lies! What about sees what's taking place over in the land of what we call Palestine, Israel, and see the vicious vileness whereby people are suppressed. Come on, Yah says this. Yah says this. I remember when old Bush was down there. I said to the people back home when the Sheehan was raising hell against Bush, you got our soldiers in the war. I said, you know, the best thing for Bush to do, the scripture says when you're enemy, he said, feed to him. Just feed him. I said, the best thing Sarah Palin could do, I mean, this crazy woman, Sheehan, I saw Bush. I said, he ought to call the caterers and go out there and fix him up. Barbecue. They love pork and stuff like that. Put some soda pop and tea. Go feed them. And the folks out there raise their hell. Mr. Bush, all of a sudden, they began to eat. Well, you know, he is nice. He did feed us. Come on, that's the Torah of Yah. Palestinians that don't feed them. They starve the folks. Come on, we can't get away from that Israel. They starve the people. They shut them off. And that's what any type of totalitarian government does. And that's what this totalitarian capitalist government has done. It starves us from the truth. It personifies men like Benny Hinn and CBN, TBN, these Jezebels. Homosexual man, his wife, been cut every way but cut right. Jezebel, birthed that way. And so they raise up these men, big hogs like T.D. Snake out there in Dallas and the whole house out there. Right down here in Atlanta, Mr. Eddie the Pimp Daddy Dog Long, all of them, everything goes. No separation between them and the world. So they raise up men like this, the little creeping crap low dollar, that here dollar man, that here that loves your money. He's not the one thing that's your dollar, honey. He's not caring nothing about your soul. He's after your dollar. So they raise up these perverters of hell and twist the minds of the people. And the people love that because they give them leisure and pleasure in what they do. You Moshe, the scripture says, Moshe, true, he chose rather to suffer with the people of Yah. Listen, than to enjoy the pleasure of sin for Caesar. And that's all America sees, a sin paradise. She brings pleasure. Come on. She's a pleasure haven. She was birthed for that reason. She was born. She was reared to the zenith of her wicked power for that reason. To separate her mind from any kind of discipline that is right. What's right in this nation? You can be a punk and marry another punk. You can be a bulldagger, butch heifer. To say you want to adopt a child. Hallelujah. Makes no difference if you love me or not. I'm a warrior. And I love to fight. Hallelujah. That's my tenacity. Even in the not-ram. And so the minds are so twisted, they don't even know what's right. Children don't even know what's right. We need to get back to the Torah. Come on, Israel. That's what we need to get back to. We need liberation. We're not going to have liberation but in Yeshua. How much? He said, you're full of every kind of wickedness, every kind of unclean thing, every kind of vile thing, because this nation is a very foolish, wicked people. The simplicity of Torah, there's a pattern that brings us to one purpose, to the goal of Yah. Now look at what Yeshua, the prophet Yeshua, Isaiah, look at what he says in Yeshua, Isaiah. He talks about these honeth, these hypocrites. Isaiah 32, verse 6. He says here in Isaiah, Yeshua, 32, verse 6. He says, for the vile, the foolish person, they speak folly. And he says, their love, their hearts, their inward parts will work. It will produce one thing. It will produce, it was asa, it will produce iniquity. Is that what it says? Did not Yahshua say you're full of hypocrisy and iniquity? That's what he said. That's all their heart will produce, a hypocrite. It produces a lawless mentality, a self-righteous ideology. That's what it produces. Makes one feels well in their carnal conception of who one is, not with by the judgment of Yah to judge every thought, every intent of a man's love. He says, you are a soil, you produce nothing but iniquity, and you produce iniquity to practice hypocrisy. And he says, and to utter, to speak lies, and to utter error against who? Against Yah. They speak lies against Yah. Yah's not with them. Their force is not Yah. Their spirit is wrong. For the Torah of Yah, it is a discipline that brings us in the order of the purpose of Yah. It is not about regulations and rules. It is about the discipline to bring us into the perfect order of Yahweh. Isn't that what the new world order is going to do? You must be complicit to the order. You must. And if you're not complicit, then they will wipe you out. They'll remove you. Isn't that the ideology of America? You're either complicit to the form of democracy or we will rip you to hell. We will burn your babies in your belly like we did in Hiroshima and Nagasaki. But no one talks about that. They burn the babies in the mother's wombs. They butcher them like beasts in a field. Why we don't? That's true. That's history. That's history. And then they will burn the hell out of Iraq and kill millions of babies in their mother's womb and call it collateral damage to establish a damnable doctrine full of demology that robs the wealth of the nations and kill their babies. I don't care what color your skin is, man, you speak truth. That's what they do. And this whole has been raised up by Yah, her king, the Shoton, her king. No truth abides here. Yisrael, you got to come out of her. You got to learn how to love each other, to live with each other, to help each other. You've learned the selfish, wicked ways of this nation. You're selfish, greedy as hell. Care about me, myself, and I. That's all you care about. You don't care about nobody. Hallelujah. You're greedy as hell. You can't get enough. Hell and the grave is never full, neither is the heart of man ever satisfied. You will never be satisfied. You get a bathroom this big and you raise hell by cleaning it up. Piss stains everywhere and everything. Rags in the corner. Come on here. Hallelujah. You have a bedroom twice this side. And when you begin to see the spider webs, honey, spider webs gets there too, all right? You raise hell by cleaning it up. Get a maid to clean it up, then you raise hell. She didn't get it all up right. There's no satisfaction in this earth. There's only one thing, that's fulfillment of the Torah of Yah, the life of Torah in Yisrael. Hallelujah. So that's what the hypocrite does. He speaks error against Yah. He speaks error against Yah for what purpose? To make rukha, to make empty. To cause the soul that is hungry, to make empty the soul of the nefesh, of the hungry. And he will cause the drink of the thirst to fail. That's what they do. They cause you to stop thirsting for Sadiq. Blessed are they that thirst and hunger for Sadiq or righteousness. For Yah's righteousness is from everlasting to everlasting. And his Torah is his imat, his truth. And so there is no thirst for righteousness today. We've been led by hypocrites, men full of iniquity, they're full of lies. So there's no thirst today. We're not thirsting for the Sadiq. We'd rather have a fat daddy's burger. We'll Bojangles pimp fried chicken. We'd rather have that. Oh, there are men that think they follow the preciseness of the Torah. And when a woman has her administrative month, for the period of time, they will not allow them out. They say, you stay at home, a certain amount of days for cleansing. Yet they will go to Fat Daddy's Burger Shack and buy a burger with some little hole bleeding like a hole. Fingernails and dirty fingernails. And they go to Fat Daddy's Shack. They touch them. How you doing? They shake strangers' hands. These wicked men, outwardly they appear righteous. But they're full of iniquity and hypocrisy. They're just full of death. But they got singular gas. Hey, she looks young. Oh, okay. Well, y'all keep my eyes. Yeah, y'all say just flee. He'll shake her hand. Thank you so much for the Fat Daddy burger. How much is that $3.16? It is the truth. They tell the daughter, well, you can't come in. No time for that. And yet they go to Fat Daddy's Shack. They buy the burger and the Fat Daddy special. Come on, Israel. Touch some stranger. She's breathing so bad that she's crapping, hurting. Oh, you all get off a quarter, man. That's all right. But that's the mindset you got out of there. That's the kind of folks out there, and they think they're right. Oh, you can't tell them. They appear to be right outwardly, but they're full of death. They have no life of power of Torah in them at all. Period. Yeshaya says in the next verse, he said, the instruments also of the scoundrel, these wicked men, are evil. The scoundrels, the instruments, they're evil. He devised Rasha, wicked devices to destroy the poor with what? You tell me they're lying words? You destroy the people with lying words? When you speak not the Torah, they're lying words. You destroy the people. You bring them under the self-righteous obligations that they think they're performing a feat that makes them right. No, it is by the dam, the blood. I don't care what Israel did all during the year. When it came time for the high priest, the Kohan, to make the offering, they had to make sure they were right. He had to go in and make the offering unto Yah. And the Kohan, got all of Yah, has made the offering. And so we have this self-imposed righteousness by our own interpretation. Well, I've done that, so I feel so nice. You do. You feel that way. Whoa. Well, let me step back from you, my friend. Because that is one thing that will deceive you more than anything. Well, I feel like this, preacher. Well, Pastor Roberts, I'm telling you, this is just the way I feel. Your feelings are full of wickedness. Your feelings have not been shaped by Torah. The Torah is simple. And men have made it so encumbering, hard. They have made it that way. They have added. Those that call themselves, quote, Jews have added, unquote. Those that call them Messianics have taken out. Though they call themselves Hebrew, black Israelites. Listen, I hear from all variations of those that call themselves Hebrew Israelites. They raise hell with me. I hear from the ones that are white, ones that are black, ones that are Mexican. I hear from all kinds. Well, Pastor Roberts, you need to change that. If you do that, then I will put, man, you all know what I say to them. Hallelujah. Get out of my face. What are you listening to me anyway for? You know what I'm going to declare. Hallelujah. You don't have nothing else to do? Don't even waste my time. I send the emails right back to them. You read that. I don't need to read it. The letters I don't even open, I send them back. Hallelujah. Fools. They're full of wickedness, full of sin. We omit the weightier thing. There must be mishpatim. There must be judgment. Yahshua is known. He makes himself known unto Yisrael by one thing, by his mishpatim, his judgment. Every son that he receiveth, every son that he loveth, he chasteth. He scorches, be time. He corrects us, Yisrael. That's how we know he's among us. Not these sweet daddy messages. It's all right to understand the historical emphasis of the bayit of the house of Yah, the tabernacle. Oh, that is wonderful. But it produced nothing at all. It produced nothing at all. It's beautiful the way the Kohans dressed before Yah, but it produced nothing at all. Because we saw the sons of Eli, Phinehas, and Hophni. They were wicked. They laid with the daughters of Tizayah because there was no power of the entrenched Torah within their love. So it means nothing at all. It means nothing. Hallelujah. Well, Pastor Roberts, now I have the Torah here. And my tizzles are the Torah of delight. And when I get up in the morning, I delight with the tizzles of Yah. Because I know what he has written. I know what he's invested in me. If Yah, my, I don't think we understand that. He has taken time to write something in you. Bah. He's written out the Yisrael a love letter. Know the love letter like it. You can't find another one like that. It is a love letter that is so precise. I love you. I'll show you how to get yourself right for me. Clean up your filthy, bloody medicine rag. Throw it away. Your righteousness is wrong. Clean you up. I'm coming for you. But you'd be pretty when I come. That's all I want you to be pretty. Fix yourself up. For me. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about the gods. Fix yourself up for me. Hallelujah. That's what the Torah teaches us. To fix ourselves up for him. Fixing ourselves up for Yeshua. Hallelujah. And so when he comes, you look at him and say, yeah, lock him. Not like the world, Yisrael. I don't want to be like the world. I don't want to be a worldly man like the world. I don't want to be a worldly husband like the world. I want to have fidelity, faithfulness, commitment. Hallelujah. To my wife. I'm 53 years old. No way I could handle another one. It was enough when she was 23. She's still pretty, pretty and young. I couldn't handle it then at 23. What could I do with two or three more? I've been in a fool's mess. Hallelujah. Well, we need population. Thou, Yahweh's population unto Yisrael. When every king, when the kings try to destroy them, Yah, his multiplicity doesn't come that way. When Pharaoh tried to destroy them, the womb just popped that boy. Boom, 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 boom. Hallelujah. That's all he did. His multiplicity doesn't come that way. He scattered Israel. We want to think without our own little secular world. This is all Israel. This is it here. Lies. Lies. The daughters of Tizan that are 10-15. I was telling the brother the night I met my natural, one of my natural kinsmen. I was preaching in Virginia. And a man just walked past me. You from South Carolina? Yes. He said, well, I'm from South Carolina. I said, well, my mother tells me that my natural father's from South Carolina, too. His name is this. He said, oh, that's my cousin. He says, mother, my mother. Sisters. He said, oh. He looks at me. He said, you look like him. Never seen the man in my life. But one time. 53 years old when I first saw him. But he says this to me. He says to me, he had chronicled the family or the events of the family, the lineage of that natural family. He says, I'm telling you, he says this, 6,000, 5,000 of us, from California to Florida,
to men. He said, everywhere.
He said, because all the mothers, all the women, they had 25, 20 children. And then their children had 20 and 15. And then their children. Huh? Sure is a lot of young'uns there. So our multiplicity, our growth of our strength doesn't come by that. I will show you how it comes. Israel. Hallelujah. That's how it's going to come. So the Navi says they speak lying words. They're not words of wisdom. They're not words to strengthen us to accomplish the goal of Yah. Now, there was a prophet that spoke a profound word to us. His name is Enoch Hanak. He says in the book of Enoch, listen, 42:1, it says, wisdom, listen, Israel, wisdom cannot, could not find a place in which she could dwell. Do you hear me? Now, his Torah is his wisdom. So it cannot find a place where, now this is what the Navi writes, Enoch. He said, could not find a place where it could dwell, but a place was found for her in Hashemaam, in the heavens above the sensual earthly wisdom, because it's devilish, it's wicked. Wisdom cannot find a place where it can dwell today. It cannot. This is the prophet of Yah speaking to us. The Navi, he says, then wisdom went out to dwell with the children of the people, but she found no dwelling place. So wisdom returned to her place. And she settled permanently among the Melechim, the messengers of Yahweh. Now that's what wisdom. Listen, Israel. But there was another spirit that went out. The prophet says, the Navi says, then iniquity went out of her room. This Torahlessness, this wicked lawlessness, she went out. And she found whom she did not even expect. She said, my, is this the seed that's called themselves Israel? I didn't expect to find a place, dwelling place in you. She found a place that she didn't even expect to find. Wisdom says there's no dwelling place. But what is the wisdom? The beginning of wisdom is the Yare, the fear of Yah. We don't fear Yahweh. Well, folks say, Benny Hinn says, that means to reverence. No, it means to tremble. It means to fall prostrate. I mean, you see, when Granny said, boy, come here. She look at you. Burly, big woman, too. Dip tube, grobe, snuff, never forget. Had little teeth like mine. Yeah. Spit in your face, too. Little nastiness. You come here, boy. And you would tremble because you knew that there was a correction. Yes, ma'am. She said, boy, don't make me get up. It's better to get on over there. Because of that big woman, she had gotten up, you were in trouble. So it's best you just went on over and relied upon a little mercy. Hallelujah. And if you stood there right, she would probably give you a few whacks. But when you fought, she put something on you. Iniquity went out. Now, the prophet, this Navi that did see death, he said, iniquity went out. And it found what it was not even expected. Say, my. But the wisdom of Yah could not find a place at all. She found whom she did not expect. And she dwelled with them. She dwelled with them and reigned in a desert like dew in a thirsty land. You tell me she caused rain to fall upon them like rain in a desert. That's what the folly and the hypocrisy and the lawlessness of Israel are. When they walk in that, it's like rain. If we were lawless people in here doing our hoochie-coo thing and all of that, we would be lawless. We would do any kind of lawless thing go. You would be as happy as a rat in cheese. And that's what the old fault has caused. Israel, it's like, oh, we can do what we want. We can just do this. But it takes us no place. We never go beyond the place that we are. We are continuously brought low down to the dark side of hell. Our minds are hellish. There's no progressive work or no power touring us. One that was very knowledgeable in the Torah, the young lawyer, the Torah teacher, he came to Yahshua. So I'll ask you a question. What must I do to inherit the life of Yah, the kingdom? He says, what does the Torah teach? What does it say? He said, well, the Torah says this. He said, I've done all that. I've done all that. He said, but you lack one thing. Well, we think that we love each other, but what the Torah hinges upon, loving Yah with all your life, all your nefesh, your mind, your life, and with all of your substance. And then you love your neighbor as yourself. You can't love no one because you don't love yourself. You're hateful toward everyone because you're hateful toward you. And so you can't really have no great love. Come on, my brothers and sisters. You can't love me if you don't love yourself. What a man truly loves himself, he disciplines himself. What a woman loves herself, she will be straightforward, honest with herself. She's a hypocrite and a liar. She will not be honest. Hallelujah. She dwells in the past. She doesn't dwell in the present of man. Always looking to the past. He doesn't dwell toward the future. So you cannot love me until you begin. He did not say love your mama more. He did not say love the Jew. He did not say love the Hebrew. He said love your neighbor. You will not steal from your neighbor. You will not steal from you, will you? Will you lie to yourself? And yet we lie to. Don't answer me. You not do things rhetorically. You lie to yourself all the time. I am right. You're not right. Hallelujah. You're not doing it right. Will you believe us? No! I'm telling us what it's going to show us, what it's going to take. The simplicity of Torah, the truth. It's going to take truth. And ye shall know the truth. You continue my dabah, my words. He says, you are my disciples, my Talmudim, indeed. He said, only then will you know the truth, and then the truth shall make you free. That's what the Torah does. The Torah never comes to bind us. The Torah never, it makes us free. And the liberties of Yah. We enjoy the beauty of His wisdom. We just, like a child. And I said to my wife one day we were riding. I don't go much. And the leaves were so beautiful. As we were riding down the Elder Wyman Drive. And the leaves are just so beautiful. I just love that. You come to our place, there's one way you can come in. It's a hill. You pass a creek. The road is dirt. But then the leaves are just so beautiful. And when I look at that, I become enraptured in that. It's just so beautiful. It's just the life. When I roll into that place, feel so nice. Feel a little clean now. I can rest. The agony of oppression. I can rest just a little bit now. It feels all right. But I said, you know, this is where I would like to go. If y'all says, I can take your land in bed. Have Sister Roberts roll you out there. Let it roll out there, yeah. Let it roll out there and see the beauty of y'all's creation and the beauty of what He has done for me. Come on, the word of Yah is a beautiful thing. The word of Yah is pure. His Torah is so beautiful. And it's just like us with children just playing there, seeing something so beautiful when you understand the beauty of it. It's just, the beauty of a flower is the simplicity of its color, isn't it? I don't see like I used to. So when I look at flowers, the beauty of the pigmentation, the colors, I become amused with it. And that's what the Torah is. It's so beautiful. It's so simple. Just like that pattern, those old women. I used to watch my grandmother, my mother, cut those patterns out. And it was nothing. Sew that piece with that piece and that piece with it. You got a frock. That's what they called them back then, frocks. You got a frock. And everybody wore the same kind of frocks. Same frock. Granny was a big woman. She wore a frock with an apron. You see, with no pants on. She wore a frock. You a frock in the cornfields. You a frock. That's what she wore. Down to the ground. Hallelujah. And so they taught you women to wear pants. So cervical cancers and all kind of diseases can produce babies. The dyes and the chemicals. These wicked dogs penetrate your organs. Dressing like a man. Woman shouldn't put on the garment which pertains to a man. A man wearing that which pertains to a woman. You look like a daughter of Zion. Wear your frocks long. Honey, your legs, your little skinny legs. Who wants to see them? Your beauty is not showing off your ass. Your beauty is showing off the beauty of your Yahshua. Well, Pastor Robert's using a word. The scripture says that ass knows his master's crib. I'm just using what the scripture says. Yahshua told the woman, he said, this bread is not for the dogs. She said, indeed it is. You're right. But even the dogs is out of the crumbs. I know I'm a dog, but give me the crumbs. Hallelujah. He said, my honey, the crumbs. Here, you can have the loaf. You can have the bread and the wine and all that. Not only the crumb. Hallelujah. Come on, daughters of Zion. The enemy has raped you. Has raped your beauty. You emulate some whore, some Hilton. Come on. I see why the price of a man is going to be more precious than the gold of Ophrah. Where are the men today? Where are they to protect Israel? Take care of the daughters of Zion. Put them under the weight of the master's hand and make them crushing blows and And they put them in the salt mines and salt their wounds. And they got to come home, take care of children and cook and clean. And he lay back and on his lazy buttocks and watching television, flipping the channels. You say he's a Hebrew, he's a liar. He's a lazy man. He's a shiftless, lazy pig. Hallelujah. Your place, daughter, as the woman is called to look well to the house of Yah. And you represent a beautiful dichotomy, a paradigm of what your beauty is. It is so beautiful that your mind is so polluted you don't even understand it. That's the sad part. And the men can't even appreciate it. That's the pitiful part. It's so sad. It is pitiful. Same thing among the Israelites out there in the world. No different. Hallelujah. But you're not going to like me when I finish. That's all right, though. I'd have no problem with that. But iniquity, she found her place. She was like a rain in the desert and dew that fell upon the earth and soil of the morning. That's what she has done, and that's what she's like. That's what this iniquity, this Torahlessness, this lawlessness of the mindset of man, that's what it's like. Torah, the Torah. Every word that Yah speaks is a Torah. It's a discipline. It's an instruction. It's a guideline. There's a criteria there. Every word. Every word he speaks. What he spoke unto Adam was a discipline. It's a guideline. What he spoke unto Shava was a discipline. It's a guideline. Everything he speaks, brothers and sisters, you understand? Every word of Yah is pure. Every word. It has been tried as silver 7 times. Therefore, his servants, we take refuge in the word of Yah. So you just can't come to a few little passages of scripture. Every word is pure. And we were reminded that the word was made flesh. And the word dwelt in the bosom of Yah. Yahshua, he is the son. Hallelujah. He is the son of Yah. And in Israel, the sons of the Levites, the Levi, they always brought the offerings and offered the offering. And he came out of the boat that was under the Levi. The Levi, he came out of Yehuda. Hallelujah. And that what we see over there in the land that's crying against the walls and the hats and the tizzles and all, that's not Israel. Am I saying that there's a seed of Israel? That sure it is. I know that blindness has happened in part unto the Israelites. And as Brother Shaul says, what we call Goyim, if we search scriptures, the scripture says that the nations of the world, that the Goyim, that Abraham, that the nations will be blessed in all nations, not just one identity of the nation of Israel. Israel consists of more than a little strip of land. It's so in scripture. Oh, I look at you. Look, it's right there in the book. We understand the Hebraic mindset. Come on. We look at relics. We look at form. We look at rituals. Because it looks nice and it feels nice. It makes you feel. Who has more relics away than the Catholic whore? Or Islam? I was reading an article that said we can't get nothing done in the Islamic country because we're always praying. Scripture said that man has to always pray. I'm praying when I'm walking, when I'm sleeping, when I'm working. You come to victory, you got the beans to pick, man. Well, I got to pray. No, you pray while you pick beans. Come on. I'll sing with you. But that's where I work. Oh, we are spread wood, man. You go to put some wood. You pray. Hallelujah. You get to bust in that wood with that mold, you pray. No heart, get the pump in the chest. You say, ah. You hear the preacher over there singing a song, oh, hallelujah, way. Oh, hallelujah, way. Hallelujah. Shabbat, Yahweh. Oh, yes, sir. Of course, when I finish the day, they all are finished. You understand? I put the same amount of energy. You pray. We got to make sure your wife stays warm. And as great as we say, your chillings. You on your knees over there ain't going to spit one piece of wood, man. But you can pray and say, oh, help me, Yah. Hallelujah. You will find yourself energized and revived. You spit more word then than you were doing before. Hallelujah. Come on, Israel. Hallelujah. Let me move with the little quickness. It says here in the book of Bereshit, turn back to Genesis 26. Genesis. The time of famine in the land, the time of Abraham, a great famine in the land. Listen now, I want you to hear this in Bereshit, Genesis 26:1. Scripture says, and there was a famine in the land. And beside the first famine, there was in the days of Abraham, and Yitzhak went out unto Abimelech, king of the Philistines in Gerar. Now, we know where Palestine is, the town south of Gaza, over there today. That's where he went. And Yahweh, he appeared. He made himself known unto Yitzhak, to him, and he says unto him, he said, I want you to go down to Mizraim. He said, but I want you to dwell in the land that which I shall tell you to go. I want you to go where I tell you to go. I want you to do that. He says, sojourn in the land. He said, you go where I tell you to go. Now listen to this. In verse 3, he said, you go where I tell you to go, and I will be with you, and I will bless you, I will barak you, I will fill you with the esha, the happiness, the shalom, the strength of you, I will bless you, and unto your zira, unto your seed, listen what he says, unto the seed as elder one abroad, he said, unto Yitzhak, unto your seed, look what he says, Israel, he says, unto your zira will I give some coal, all these. Was it a country or countries? Is that plural? It has an S, a S on it? Okay, that means more than one, right? He said, I will give you all these countries. He said, I will give you all these Esrets. He's not just talking about a little piece of land there in Palestine. He said, I will give you all this. And he, what he's talking about? He's talking about, I give you the whole world. I give you the world, Yisrael. This is yours. I'll give you the whole world. He said, I'll give you the Eshereth. I'll give you all of these countries. And so everybody says, just that one little country. He said, I'll give you all these countries. And I will perform my oath which I have sworn to Abraham your avat. Listen now, Israel. The power of Israel, it includes more than that little Gaza strip. More than that. New Jerusalem is going to be how big? 1,500 miles north and south. 1,500 miles. East and west. You know, 1,500 miles, 1,500 miles, 1,500. Well, that's a city now. Hallelujah. That's almost as big as America. And not just one little piece of land. But the spirit of that city, what we call Yahruzalam, is the spirit of Sodom and Egypt now. Faggots run it. Perverted government. Thieves and corrupt liars and wicked men. Hallelujah. And if you say anything, then you're anti-Semitic. Well, you can only be anti-Semite. No such thing as anti-Semitic. Why is it that those that say they are Jews, and if you tell them the wicked ways, then you're anti? Why is that? Something is wrong with that. You don't get quiet on me. It makes no difference. Hallelujah. I know no man after the flesh. No man! We should not know any man after the flesh. Period. Our heritage is not after the flesh, Israel. All flesh is as what? It's filthy. All flesh. All flesh, Israelites. Hallelujah. If you know a man after the flesh because your skin is black like his, then I will take my bow with him. And the man whose skin is lighter, then we say he's not my brother. That's wicked. Hallelujah. And so everyone, you must be pro, what they call pro Israelite, to hell with the Palestinians. One life of an Israelite, what they call, quote, a Jew, unquote, is worth more than 10,000 of those that Palestinian. That's not what Yahya says. Israel, he has always fought our battle. He doesn't do a nuclear armament. His power is greater than nuclear power. Hallelujah. He will cause the Melech to come down from Hashemayim. That's what he will do. And we must deal with the reality of that. He said, I will give you all the Eshreth, all these countries, all of them, what Yah says unto Yitzhak. Why? Because Abraham, he obeyed my voice. He listened to my voice and he shema, he guarded. He kept my charge. As this young brother brought out, mishmireth, my instruction, my goals. He kept my charge, my obligation, my service unto me. He kept that, what he said. He says he kept my mitzvah, my commandments. He kept my hukkah, my statutes. He kept that. And not only that, and my Torah. This is not a people that keeps the Torah of Yah. He kept that. He said, because of Abraham, I will give you all the Eshereth. And that means the cities of the world. He said, I will give you that Israel. Because of Abraham, he kept my mandates and obeyed. You shall be a people that the nations of the world will fear and tremble. Not because of your military might. Because of my name. Because of my stature. Not because you can burn the babies up. Because of my name. My stature. Does Yahweh critique us? We Israel, does he critique us? That if Israel is Israel, then why are we not critiqued then? Why do not the men today critique us? Why do we not critique? You parents, do you critique your children? Do you correct them? You leave a child to himself, in their folly they will bring shame. We've been left to ourselves, haven't we? Because the wisdom of Yah has not found a place in us. We say to Yah, where we sinned? Tell me where I've gone wrong. I speak my mind. Well, your mind, it doesn't compute much. Nobody's going to tell me anything. Honey, your whole philosophy of life has been taught by some man. You've read. You've studied someone. You have not patented one thing. You're not the originator of nothing in here. Not one of you all. Not one of us. You have not originated anything. You have not brought about a concept of its origin and produced substance for nothing at all. You have not done that. And for the think you have, you are a deceiver and a liar. You deceive your own self. You have not originated one concept, one revelation of knowledge. You have not. It's been there since the beginning of time. Hallelujah. You're not the originator. You're not the maker of anything. We can't go back to the book, to the scroll, and see the habit and the habitual disregard of Yah with Israel. And he had to burn them into hell. He had to set the fire to them. That they would give their babies unto Molech Molcham, sacrificing their children. And that's what you're doing today. You're giving your babies their minds and being consumed by their surfing and their televisions and every kind of vile spirit it is with the witchcraft of whole world out here, altering their minds and their ability to think. And they have no understanding of Torah. Neither do you. Folks care more about as the whores turn on, as the worlds turn, than they care about as how that Yah make this world to make this big thing turn. They spend all day watching as the whole turns. Orion's hope, my hope is in Yahshua. To hell with Ryan. Hallelujah. My hope is not in Ryan. Ryan's hope. And as the world turns, love of life, there's no lust of life. That's all that is. It's full of lustful, wicked women sleeping with every Jimbo, Bilbo, and Bobbo. Trading off like you trade cattle out of cattle sale. That's what happened out there in Holwood. The women sell themselves to the highest bidder. He gave me a diamond ring. For what? Got to give it back now. I'm going to give it to Jenny Lowe. Hallelujah. You let that permeate in the minds of your children. You let these serpents of Shaitan that worship the devil, you let them instruct your children and teach them. Something is sadly wrong with you. You give all your time to that. You have no time for scripture, no time for Yah. No time for the discipline of the Torah. You've been disciplined by hell. Come on here, Israel. You say what you want to. That you are that caught up in some kind of a fictitious form and the Torah of Yah is not a reality. What do you think? You think that Shaitan on that whole thing is going to teach you something that calls you to be disciplined after the order of Yah? He is not. He calls you to run from Yah, to despise Him, to reject Him. That's what it does. It trains your mind to be iniquitous. To turn from the Torah. To run. Something is wrong with that, my brothers and sisters. That which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination unto Yah. It's filthy. Hallelujah. That's why we can't walk in the light of the truth of Yahshua HaMashiach. He said, I'm going to give you all this land. It shall be yours because Abraham has obeyed my statutes. He has obeyed me because he has kept my Torah. You see, he chose to give them that because of the obedience of Abraham. You understand? There's a heritage unto Israel because of the obedience of the forefathers. Hallelujah. And the enemy has come and construed that and twisted it and warped it so that we have a warped people, that everyone is going about trying to establish their own righteousness. And the Sadiq, or the way of Yah, is established by the Torah of Yahweh. Our righteousness, our right thoughts and concepts, they're like filthy ministry rags from a woman. Now, what purpose would that serve? A bloody Kotak. You talk like that. You let your children listen to them hell dogs on television. 50 Cent rapping, he's going to have your mammy. What's up, dog? Calling your women bitches and hoes and dog. Come on. Come on, Israel. I'm going to Mac 9 you. I'm going to 9 dime you. Come on. You sit here with that mess. And in these same kind of trivial whole houses, they got the same thing. Well, Yeshua said he's going to mack me out. He's going to attack me out. He's going to back me out. He's going to back me up. He's going to stand with me. He's going to stand me down. Ain't funny. That's what they're doing. Hallelujah. And then there's us with dog watch. It's standing behind the sister. She got herself just bumping. You know, just boom, boom. Come on, she's just going. And he just, come on, that's wicked. Son of Yah. Come on. Let me move quickly. Give me a few minutes, all right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yah says to Yahushua. Yahushua ben Nun, Joshua 1:5. Yah says to Yahushua, Joshua 1:5. There shall not be any man able to stand to Yasab. He said, no nation, no man able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moshe, so will I be with you. He said, I will not rafa, I will not fail. You hear that? You, nor forsake you. I will not azab. I will not turn away from you. He says, now I want you to understand that this promise is not just unto Yahushua. It is the promise unto Israel. This is the Torah promise. He will not fail Israel. But you will know who Israel is in the order of discipline that they walk in. He says in the next verse, he says unto him, he says, be hazak, be strong, be invigorated with the power of my might. And my might come from the revelation of Torah. He says, I want you to be hazak. I want you to be hardened. You have to be a hardened soldier in this hour. You can't be someone that's melancholy. In order for you to become hardened, you must be tried. Is that how you make steel hard? What do? Put it in the fire, and then what? And cool it, and then do what? Put it in the fire, and cool it. Put it in the fire, cool it. Put it in the fire, and cool it. It becomes hardened. The more you put it in the fire, the more you cool it. And as iron sharpens this iron, this is a sword here. So you got to have a sword when you beat up against a sword. It sharpens, all right? He said, you must be hardened. He said, and you must be of tough. You must be of excellent amats, courage. You must have the strength of Yah. He said, for to this people, shall you divide an inheritance, the land, which I swore unto the Avad to give to them. Did he not swear unto Abraham to give it to us? He promised us the Esheretz, not just on a strip of land, but all the countries. You understand that, Israel? He promised us all of that. Can I tell us something historical? And most men that understand this, they didn't know where they wanted to put the land. When we began to see the migration in the 40s, 48, when David Ben Gurion stood up in the General Assembly and said, this land should be called Israel. They came from everywhere, from Poland, from Yugoslavia, from Russia. And they didn't know, before then, they didn't know what they wanted to make, what they call Israel, Madagascar. There are many countries they had chosen. They said, we choose this land. We take this piece. Well, Yah says something. You check all the land, all the countries, all of this expanse. You can't even see. So he's promised that unto Israel. That's what the Torah teaches us. Yahushua said, if this was my land, my country, my servants would fight for it. And believe me, I would fight for it. I am not going to engage in any kind of physical combat for one strip of land. Not one piece. I'm set to defend Yahshua HaMashiach. That's who I'm set to defend. Hallelujah. I don't care if I defend it among those of my natural heritage, or those that their heritage seems strange to me. To hell with them. I'm a man that I've been a Lord all my life in the sense that in the natural family, I've never had them. For they've rejected me. I was telling Minister Johnson, I say, Elder, I got nieces and nephews I don't even know. My sister has children. I don't even know them. They have children. Never seen them. They think I'm a lunatic. I will not allow them to encroach upon the beauty of Yah and to defame His name. And I will not participate in their activities that insult my Abba. I will not. I will not. So there's a demarcation there. Are you sad? Well, I got, come on, two big boys like that. I can still call them boys, all right. Two sons like that. That's right. Got a family. Hallelujah. Torah. Torah. Hallelujah. He says, no one shall be able to stand against you. I will be with you. According to the promise, I've sworn unto you, Avant. He says now this in verse 7. He says not only, the only thing you need to concern yourself with, he said, only be strong and very courageous. Don't back down. That you may, Shanah, you may observe, you may keep, you may give heed, you may take heed. To do some. To do according to some. Partial. All the what? The Torah, which Moshe, my servant, Sava commanded you, turn you not at the right to the left, that you may shachar, you may prosper, you may walk circumspectly, you may be productive. Now, when Israel walked that way, that's what they are. They are productive. You may understand, you may have insight to the Torah of Yah. He says, this stroll of the Torah shall not move. It shall not depart. It shall not be expelled out of your mouth. But you shall chagah, you shall dream on it, meditate it, think on it, act on it, therein, sometime in the day. What is that? Oh, what? It says, oh, you should meditate day and night, that you may observe to do all according to what is chatab written therein. Who wrote the Torah? Did Yah write it? He wrote the Torah. He gave the stones unto Moshe. For then shall you make yourself, you shall make yourself then shalach. When we do what the Torah says, we shall make ourselves, shalach. We shall have success. We shall make ourselves prosperous. For a nation of Yisrael does what the Torah says, you don't have to fight against anyone. You shall make yourself that way. You shall make yourself shalach. He said, have not I commanded you, be strong and be of tough courage. Be not afraid, neither be dismayed. Don't be broken by what you see or what is happening. For Yahweh your Abba is with you wheresoever you go. So Yah is with Israel wherever she goes, wherever he goes. Yah is with Israel. I don't care if they're in the boonies of the most far-reached land. Yah is with Israel. I don't care where Israel in the isles of the sea. Yah is with Israel. For he has scattered the Zerah, the seed of Israel, into all the nation because he has given unto them the countries. And out of Abraham, the seed of Israel, shall all the nations of the world be blessed. To say we have Israel, every nation should want the Israelites there. Because we live wickedly, then no one can identify who we are. When a true Israelite is a true Israelite, he will bring prosperity. He will bring blessings to the nation because we're wicked. Come on, Israel. Hallelujah. When old Pharaoh had those folks in Goshen, he said, man, leave them alone. That's what he said. Leave them alone. They're making us money. Don't worry about it. I know they're making a little bit, but that's all right. The more they make, the more we can tax them. Hallelujah. And Yah prospers them. Sure he did. He made them fat. And the nation says, who is like their Abba? Who is like the great one that they serve? There is no other like them. Hallelujah. No other one like Yah. No other one. I want to close with this scripture here, because this is the requirement of all Israel. It's in Gilead, in Revelation. And we'll continue this evening. Hallelujah. But it says in Revelation 22:14, you're not going into the kingdom without keeping the Torah. It says in Revelation 22:14, it says, bless, barak, esha, full of the shalom, the peace of Yah, are they that do his commandments. Does it say that? That do his mitzvah. That do his mitzvah. That they may have right to the tree of life, and that they may enter into the gate into the city of Jerusalem. So those that keep the mitzvah of Yah, they're blessed, the commandments of Yah. We must keep all. Nothing has passed from the Torah of Yahweh. Yeshua has brought the fulfilled power of life in flesh that we can see, we could touch, we could feel, and we could see the life of Torah that was in Yeshua. It is a simple way of life. It is a life of simplicity, of tum. And all the parts fit jointly together as the bayat, the house that Solomon built for Yah. Not one piece had to be cut. It was hewn, brought, and put in place. It was all there. And everything was ready to just be put in place. And everything with Israel is ready to be put in place because we're rebellious. Everyone goes to establish their little way, their little clique. You can do this, you can do that. You can't do that. You cannot do that. We're not homeborn slaves. We're not slaves. We don't have our ears pierced with these augers in our ears to show that we are the slave ship. We're free. Yeshua made us free. What the world esteemed, come on, you call yourself a Israelite, you want to look like there was something twisted in your damn mind, man. Come on, woman. We're free. Free. We're not slaves. Our identity is not by the mark of a slave. Our identity is by the mark of the Torah and the Torah of life. Hallelujah. I'm not afraid to talk like that, you understand? And I'm not afraid of you to tell you that, my friend. I had one to write me this morning. I answered an email. I didn't answer because people are so immature. And you can tell when they got a problem with me. They won't say, Yahweh barak you. I won't ask you a question. They go directly to it. Well, you said this. It's not even the context which I said it. You said this, this, and that. Well, I don't see why. I understand. I don't mean to upset you. Now, already they're telling me what they are. I don't mean to upset you, but I... And of course, I don't even like to answer emails like that because I wait to some time, but I will set the young man in order. Jim from New Mexico. Okay, Jim. All right, then. I want to say, Jim, you got a mind that is so twisted and perverted. May God bless you and may God in Jesus' name. You know, that's you don't even know Yah, man. So Yah calls you to come there to a man to hear him, that he will bless you high, Jim, and tell you what it's going to take, boy, and sit down and be quiet. Hallelujah. That's the truth. It's an ignorant generation. Well, no man tell me, you're a stupid man, Len. No man can tell you anything. You go on your job and say, look, I want to tell you something, Mr. Boss, man. This is what I'm doing. He said, yeah. Hit the clock over there. You go to your landlord and say, that's what their landlord say. Look here, Mr. Jim, right? Sir, this payment is $1,800 a month. I'm not paying it. He said, what you want to pay then? I'll tell you what, I'll pay you $10. That's all right. Okay. I have no problem with that. All right. You come home 2 days later, your house padlocked. You don't mind telling me nothing. You're a liar. You're a liar. Well, I'll tell you what time to get up. You ain't telling me what time to get up. I'll tell you what. I want you here at 6:30, at 6 a.m. each morning. I said to you, my friend, you've been late. You're 2 minutes late. What time do you get up in the morning? I get up before. I'll tell you what. You better get up at 4:30. Do that. You want to keep your job, don't you? Yes, sir. You ain't telling me. That's the way I like doing it. I'll tell you what. That's the way you like doing it? All right, then. You're fine, man. I like you. I like your attitude. Strong. I'll tell you what. We got that clock out there. Your name is Pat. Go out there. Just go hit it for the day. Just go hit that. There's some hypocrisy. It only comes when it comes to the man of Yah. Nobody going to tell me why. I don't need no man. You don't. That's a lie. I need men. That's why Yahweh saw that man, it was not well for man to be by himself. He gave him help meet. Understand? That can produce men. It's not well for men to be by themselves. It's not the best thing. You need to be with other men. Hallelujah. You need to be with elderly men. Zakin, men that have strength. You don't need to be by yourself. Become twisted and all messed up. Sure you do. Nobody gonna tell me something. You're a liar, and I know you're a liar. Hallelujah. Well, y'all don't, we don't have to listen to no man. Well, you listen to Shaul. What was Shaul? Was he a man? Was Yahshua a man? Sure was a man. Sure was. Was Moshe a man? Did he give us the Torah? All right then. Yahshua was a man too, wasn't he? All right then. Did he make a being, or he made man when he made Adam? All right, was he a man? All right. What came out of him? After his own kind? Men. This is an idiotic mindset. It's stupid. It's only an arrogance. It's just like going to school, to college, and hear this little arrogant, snotty-nosed boy figure that he has a pristine knowledge. He's a man that has practiced, say, for instance, the constitutional law for 40 years, and he want to debate with him. That's a stupid jackass. It's a fool. Just like a man that understands some of the very precise, intricate orders of the Bayit of Yah. He has studied it for 40 years. And for a young jackass, want to try to challenge a man in that he understands idiosyncrasies and idioms that this nuthead doesn't even realize the emphasis of that. That is so stupid. This is what this arrogant nation, this whole, has taught us. Challenge him. For what is going to do? You're going to go challenge him, Mr. Bush, saying, I'm not paying taxes. He said, all right. Don't pay. How much you make a year? Well, I make 23 out of. That's all right. You don't worry about it. You'll be all right. You don't make enough. That's all right. We're not worried about you. All right. Well, I'm not paying taxes. How much you make? How many? $260. You're going to pay. No, sir. Okay. Don't worry about it. He works for you. Sir, look, Mrs. Sean. Pat works for you. Began to garnish. $600 a week out of his check. Yes, sir, Mr. Yes, sir. Come on. Hallelujah. Yahmeet, he has an order. His Torah is an order of life, Torah of the universe. Everything he speaks is a Torah. When he said, let there be light, that was a Torah that governs the light. That was a word. His word caused the sun to shine within the boundaries of that spoken word. And that's all the Torah is. It's a guideline where everything operates and to bring emphasis upon Yah. And the Torah, the simplicity of the Torah, everything we do bring emphasis unto Him. It's HaMashiach. That's what the Torah does. It brings nothing. It shines no light on us, as Elder Wyman said to us, Elder Biden said to us last night. The world, they want to shine light. So the men up there in their big fancy robes and their diamond brooches hanging down over their fat guts that protrude like hogs, because that's what they're eating, the hog meat and the swine guts and all of that. That's the truth. Big diamond rings are so big that, man, they could buy everybody in the little whole house a car. That's the truth. Hallelujah. And so they appear to be right, but they're full of dead men bones. They're filthy, they're wicked, they're full of hypocrisy and lies. And so everything that we do, it should emanate honor and emanate light upon the, shine the light upon Almighty Yah. And when men see the works of Yah in us, then they will ask, who is that? And then they will honor Yahweh, even though they don't know Him. And so everything that they honor me. Yeah, I believe in honor and all men. I believe what the scripture says, fear the king. And honor all men. Not some men. All men. Every man is not a man, though. Yah made man, he did what breathed the breath of life in him. He became a living nephesh, right? That's what a man, when he has the breath of Yah. Yah is the head of Yahshua. Yahshua is the head of man. Man is the head of woman. That's just Yah's Torah, His order. And we began to operate in that realm. We see the beauty of our daughters of Tizayim. We see the men with great strength. That even when women look at them, they just cry because of their beauty and their strength, their character, their courage. It would not be a tear of lust. It would be one of just honor for them. Say, man, to have a man of this magnitude among us. One that's trying to sleep in every woman's bed, trying to grab hold to every little young, tender daughter. That's a wicked man. And there are many of them that way. And so what they're doing now, they're trying to justify their lust. Well, I can have concubines. I can have wives. I can have three or four. I can have all I want to. Lies. Hallelujah. You can't even love the one you got. That's wrong. That was a song that love the one you're with. Come on, if you can't love the one you got, how you think you're going to love one? Man's 55 years old. He's spend the night with this one this week. He's done for another week. He got five. He's going to spend the night with the other one next week. He's done for another week. He can't get back to her. Then he got to go get the next one. And then she's antsy as hell, and she's going through her hormone change and all of that. That's stupid. That's not of Yah. He has one woman. He's coming back for one. He's coming back for a bunch of hoes. He's coming back for one woman. So they say you can have wives, you can have more one. We got this man out here in Florida. What's his name? Kudakowski. That writes that scripture, the scriptures. I was showing my brother a picture of his wife. She's an older woman, heavy woman. She looks like she's a decent woman, what I say. You know, she looks like she's been faithful. And so here this man with his gut out to here, big gut. That's what he got, a gut. Looks like a hog. You understand? Now, he's talking about getting another wife. He's already talked with her. What is he going to do? I mean, where does she go? Tell me. She go and leaves him and get her a young buck. What young buck wants her unless she got money to spend? Huh? Come on. I've been married over 31 years. And don't tell me to deal with Wanda. Hallelujah. In my bed. So, Yabarakio. Come on, Brother Patrick. This is our closing song. You that are listening to me, Yabarakio. We want to sing this for you all. But this is for us all, Yisrael. May Yabarakio all be strong and may he bless us all this day. In Yahshua's mighty name. You that are listening, shalom, and may the blessings of Yah rest upon you in Yahshua's mighty name. Shalom, Yisrael.
Come and be every day, my heavenly Lord.
Samaria, we would rock you, bless your people, go with us. Take those safely home in Yeshua's name. Hallelujah.